learn together. We're learning Masechet Moed Katan. We find ourselves on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. That's 23a, and we are near the bottom. We only have five lines left to do on 23a, so it'll be a short recording today. This series of recordings is a joint project of OU Torah, the OU Department of Synagogue Services, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. Okay, what we've been talking about are things that are forbidden for a mourner during the 30-day period of mourning. So five lines up from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan, our rabbis taught, Kol Shloshim Yom LeGehutz. A mourner is forbidden for all 30 days to do Gehutz, which we usually translate into modern Hebrew as ironing. It's unclear if that's exactly what it means. Ironing today means that we take a piece of hot metal and maybe some steam, and we push it over the clothes to get out all the wrinkles. It's possible that that's also what they did in ancient times. It's mentioned in some sources that they used to take a stone or a piece of glass and rub it over the clothing when it was on a flat surface, so it would also make it smooth or unwrinkled. It's also possible that Gehutz refer to something that we would call either dry cleaning, which would be putting some chemicals on it, which took out the stains and the dirt, or some kind of not dry cleaning, some kind of wet cleaning in which detergents were put in. But the main goal of the Gehutz was to make the clothing that was dirty and soiled and old-looking look like it was new, which is more or less the same thing that we hope to accomplish when we do laundry and or dry cleaning, is that once you have finished the process and folded it up nicely, it looks almost as if it is new. And that is the prohibition here, is for a mourner to wear clothing that appears to be new during the 30 days of mourning. As Tosfos points out, mistama, probably the prohibition here is not the actual ironing, which in itself is just labor, so one could iron, but is of wearing iron clothes. And there's also a question that Tosfos discusses, which what's the relationship between kibbutz, which is laundry, and gehutz, which is this ironing, you know, especially if you're following the definition that says that it's some kind of dry cleaning process or a wet cleaning process with detergents. It's not so different than kibbutz, even though it may have certain different rules. Adding to the complications, when they were discussing about Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, sometimes they had different cultures and different procedures in Babylonia and Israel. So it seems not clear if they meant the same thing by gehutz. There's some discussion in various sugyos in the Gemara that perhaps the gehutz in Babylonia was the same as kibbutz in Israel, or you know, other possibilities where they didn't necessarily mean the same thing. So it is a little hard to identify exactly what this procedure is. Let's call it ironing for now, or smoothing it out so that it's unwrinkled and looks new. Okay, so kol shloshim yom l'gehutz, you're not allowed to wear this pressed ironed clothing for 30 days as a mourner. Echad kelim chadashim, this refers both to new garments, v'echad kelim yishanim, and it also refers to old garments, because as we said, when you iron or press the old garments, they appear as if they're new. Kelim yishanim yotzim mitoch hamichbash. These are old garments that come out of the press. I don't know exactly what the michbash was, but at the end of the cleaning and pressing process, this is where you had them. So when you took them out of the michbash, they were fully cleaned and ironed and ready to wear, and they look like they were new clothes. That's what our Tanakhama says. The Tanakhama says it applies to old garments and to new garments, as long as they were pressed and they looked new. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Lo asru ela kelim chadashim bilvat. Rebbe says, no, it only applies to new clothes. In other words, a mourner may not wear new clothes, but a mourner may wear clothes that are miguhats. If they were ironed and pressed, he may wear them. Rebbe Elazar b'Reb Shimon Omer, the third opinion is Rebbe Elazar b'Reb Shimon, who says, Lo asru ela kelim chadashim levanim bilvat. The only thing that was forbidden was wearing new white clothing. So not only would miguhatz clothing be fine, but even new clothing would be fine. The only thing that would not be allowed would be new white clothing. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like Rebbe Elazar b'Reb Shimon, we see that same machlok is found among the Amoraim in this next story. Abaye nafik begarde desarbala. Abaye went out when he was a mourner in a garde desarbala, which we're going to interpret as some kind of a white garment with an edge along it. That's how Rashi describes it. So it was a white garment. So it was not a new white garment. It was an old white garment. And since, and that accords with Rebbe, who says that all you have to do is not wear new clothing, but pressed clothing is fine. So this was pressed clothing. I don't know why it has to be white. I'm not sure why Rashi says it has to be white. It could be any kind of clothing as long as it's not new clothing. It's pressed clothing. But Abaya apparently followed Rebbe and allowed one to wear clothing as long as it was not new. Rava, the second opinion, is that was what Abaya did. Rava nafig b'chimutzta romita sumkita chati. Rava took it one step further. He went out, nafig, he went out, b'chimutzta, in a robe, romita, a Roman robe, sumkita, which was a red robe, which was chati, which was new. So he even allowed himself as a mourner to wear new clothing as long as it wasn't white. And this is Rabbi Elazar ben Reb Shimon, like Rabbi Elazar ben Reb Shimon, who said that as long as the clothing is not white. And if you look at the comments of the Gra on the Shulchan Aruch there, he says we paskin like Rava over Abaye, that the only thing that you're not allowed to wear is new white clothing. So just to close up the halacha, the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins it is that the only migohatz iron clothing that you're not allowed to wear is iron clothing that is new clothing and white clothing. Related to regular mournings, regular mourners, this applies up until 30 days. For a parent, it applies beyond 30 days, but only up until the next regel after the 30 days. And the Shulchan Aruch also paskins that during Shiva itself, one may not iron, may not do gehut, but after Shiva, the only prohibition is as far as wearing the gehut's clothing if it is white and new. That's all we'll do today. We're up to the bottom line of Chaf Gimel and Amud Aleph. Have a wonderful day.